Acts chapter 16.
Paul went to the towns of Derbe and Lystra. Look, a follower of Jesus named Timothy was there. Timothy's mother was a Jewish believer. His father was not a Jew. The brothers in the towns of Lystra and Iconium respected Timothy. They said good things about him. Paul wanted Timothy to travel with him, but all of the Jewish people living in that area knew that Timothy's father was not Jewish. Therefore, Paul took Timothy and circumcised him to please the Jews. Then Paul and Timothy were traveling through other towns. They gave the believers the rules and decisions from the apostles and elders in Jerusalem. Paul and Timothy told the believers to obey these rules. So these individual groups of God's people were becoming stronger in the faith, and they were growing every day. Paul and Timothy went through the countries of Phrygia and Galatia. The Holy Spirit did not allow them to proclaim the good news in the country of Asia. They went near the land of Mysia. They wanted to go into the country of Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus didn't let them go in. So they passed by Mysia and went down to the city of Troas. That night, Paul saw a vision. In this vision, a man from the country of Macedonia appeared to Paul. The man stood there begging him, "Come across to Macedonia, help us." After Paul had seen the vision, immediately we prepared to leave for Macedonia. We understood that God had called us to tell the good news to those people. We left Troas by ship and sailed to the island of Samothrace. The next day, we sailed to the town of Neapolis. Then we went to Philippi. Philippi is an important city in that part of Macedonia. It is a colony for Romans. We stayed there for a few days. On the Sabbath day, we went through the city gate to the river. At the river, we thought we might find a special place for prayer. Some women had gathered there, so we sat down and talked with them. There was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira. Her job was selling purple cloth. She worshipped the one true God. Lydia listened to Paul. The Lord opened her heart, and she believed the things which Paul said. She and all of the people living in her household were immersed. Then Lydia invited us into her home. She said, "If you think I am truly a believer in the Lord Jesus, then come stay in my house." She persuaded us. Once we were going to the place for prayer, a slave girl met us. She had an evil spirit in her. This spirit gave her the power to tell what would happen in the future. By doing this, she earned a lot of money for the men who owned her. This girl followed Paul and us everywhere. She said loudly, "These men are servants of the highest God. They are telling you how you can be saved." She continued doing this for many days. This bothered Paul. So he turned and said to the Spirit, "By the authority of Jesus Christ, I order you to come out of her." At that moment, the Spirit came out. The men who owned the slave girl saw this. These men knew that they could no longer use her to make money. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them into the meeting place of the city. The city officials were there. The men brought Paul and Silas to the leaders and said, "These men are Jews who are making trouble in our city. They are telling the people to do things which are not right for us. We are Roman citizens and cannot do these things." The crowd was against Paul and Silas. Then the leaders tore off the clothes of Paul and Silas and ordered some men to beat them with rods. The men beat them many times. Then the leaders threw Paul and Silas into jail. The leaders commanded the jailer, "Guard them very carefully." The jailer heard this special order, so he put Paul and Silas into the inner prison, far inside the jail. He locked their feet in wooden stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing songs to God. The other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake. It was so strong that it shook the foundations of the jail. Then all the doors of the jail quickly opened. All prisoners were freed from their chains. The jailer woke up. He saw that the jail doors were open. He thought that the prisoners had escaped. So the jailer took his sword and was ready to kill himself. But Paul shouted, "Don't hurt yourself. We're all here." The jailer told someone to bring a light. Then he ran inside. He was shaking. He fell down in front of Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and asked, "Men, what must I do to be saved?" They said to him, commit yourself to the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and all the people living in your house. So Paul and Silas told the story of the Lord Jesus to the jailer and to all the people in his house. It was late at night, but the jailer took Paul and Silas and washed their wounds. The jailer and all of his people were immersed right away. After this, the jailer took Paul and Silas home and gave them some food. All of the people were very happy because they now trusted in God. The next morning, the leader sent some soldiers to tell the jailer this, "Let these men go free." The jailer said to Paul, "The leaders have sent these soldiers to set you free. You may leave now. Go in peace." But Paul said to the soldiers, "Your leaders did not prove that we did anything wrong, yet they beat us in public and put us in jail. We are Roman citizens. Now the leaders want to make us go away quietly. No, the leaders themselves must come and bring us out." The soldiers told the leaders what Paul had said. When the leaders heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were afraid. So the leaders came and told Paul and Silas how sorry they were. The leaders led them out of jail and kept asking them to leave the city. But when they came out of the jail, they went to Lydia's house. They saw some of the brothers there and encouraged them. Then Paul and Silas left.